The NFL's New York Jets have made a successful bid for land to build what would be the most expensive stadium ever. It would be in Midtown Manhattan, and this nearly $2 billion project could allow the Jets to move back into New York City from New Jersey, where they've been playing for years. The proposed stadium is also at the core of New York City's bid for the 2012 Olympics and the 2010 Super Bowl. But as NPR's Robert Smith reports, the fight over this stadium is not over.
The battle over building a stadium in Manhattan has been far more rough and tumble than any football game. It's pitted billionaires against billionaires, sparked a bitter television commercial war to sway public opinion, and emerged as the most contentious issue in this year's race for mayor. All over New York City's most precious commodity, land. Yesterday, the Jets finally got the 13 acres they wanted, the space on top of a working rail yard on the Hudson River owned by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The MTA board voted unanimously to accept the Jets' bid worth about $210 million.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. I want to thank the board.
And the boardroom turns into a demonstration zone. Burly union guys chanting, "Jobs, jobs," bump up against neighborhood activists screaming, "Sweetheart deal." Most major U.S. cities have gone through some form of the stadium fight over the last decade. But in New York City, it's become particularly nasty because there's big money on both sides. Cablevision, the owners of Madison Square Garden, have fought the new stadium as a possible competitor to their venue. They've spent millions on negative ads over the last year and threw the Jets for a loop when they offered a higher bid on the development rights.
I represent Madison Square Garden, which should be the winning bidder here today.
Lawyer Randy Mastro laid out before the MTA board an offer worth $400 million for a plan to put housing on the site.
You have a higher duty, a fiduciary duty, to serve the best interest of the riding public and secure the highest price obtainable for this property.
But in the end, the MTA decided that the long-term benefits of a Jets stadium, even though the team offered less cash, was worth more to the agency and to New York City. For the football team, it was a sweet victory. Jets president Jay Cross taunted his rivals, the owners of Madison Square Garden.
To this day, we still wonder, what are you fighting for? Could it be that the greatest city in the world is not big enough for two sports and entertainment venues? Of course it's big enough and great enough. And as Cablevision knows very well, a rising tide lifts all boats.
The Jets' winning bid owes a lot to Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who has pushed for the stadium relentlessly, and not just for football and a possible Olympics. The project includes the expansion of the city's convention center, which Bloomberg argues is necessary for economic growth. The position has made him vulnerable. Polls show the stadium is unpopular, especially in Manhattan, and the mayor's political rivals lined up yesterday to slam the deal. City Council President Gifford Miller, who's running for mayor, warned that he's still going to fight the project.
The city of New York is not going to put $450 million at a minimum and much, much more into building a football stadium when it doesn't make sense, when we should be investing in schools and housing and subways. It isn't over.
The Jets stadium still needs the approval of a couple of state boards, and the clock is ticking. The stadium is the centerpiece of New York's Olympic bid to host the Games in 2012, and the Olympic Committee wants to see the approvals in place by this July. The Jets say they need to begin construction this summer if the Super Bowl is going to be held in New York in 2010. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.